Today on episode number 383 of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements, which you can find right over there at schoolofpodcasting.com/383, we've got a last five and five from Ryan Parker. We're going to get to check out a cool lavalier microphone from Elsie Escobar. It's very cool. And she's also going to tell us about some things like hustle and personality and what really helps make your podcast your podcast. That's one of the things we're going to be talking about today. Your personality, and also we're going to talk about the community that you can build with your podcast and how that community can then have influence. And lastly, at the end, I'm going to get a little sappy and tell you why I love podcasting.
The School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005, I am your very own personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson, thanking you so very much for tuning in. If you're new to the show, this is where we talk about all things podcasting, from planning to promoting to producing, all points in between. What I do, I come along, I bring my 20 plus years of technical training to the microphone, we flatten out the learning curve, and I basically just let you know, look, you are never, ever alone in your journey to podcast success. If you would like to join in on the conversation, man, what I love to have you, just go out to schoolofpodcasting.com/contact. If you're on your phone, you can call in right now. It's 888-563-3228. And I always like to start off the show with either some sort of podcast success story or some podcasting news. And today we're going to talk about a couple different things. We're going to talk about inspiring people and how podcasting does absolutely change the world. But I've had a lot of things happen this weekend with community. I taught my Start a Podcast in 6 Weeks class on Saturday, and I followed that by every month at the School of Podcasting. We have a couple hours to just get together and chat and talk. And we talked a lot about stats. We answered a lot of questions from new people and old people, and it was great. It was really a cool time just to hang out. And so I wanted to kind of show you the power of your community and connecting with people. In fact, I might get a little sappy at the end of this. I'm feeling rather melancholy today, just between you and me. I'm not my normal self right now. I had a family friend of mine, Betty Scott. And you're like, who is Betty Scott? Betty Scott was basically, you know, when you go to your church and there's that old church lady that's kind of the patriarch almost of the church. Yeah. Well, Betty Scott was a big Dave supporter in my church efforts. And she has passed on, and I get to go to her funeral here in about 4 hours. So I'm a little off my game today, but it's got me in a place, and you might go, nice tangent, Dave. I'm going to tie that into the episode today about connecting with people and influencing people. Okay, so just bear with me, all right? So, and Betty lived a long life. This was not a big surprise. And so I want to say this because my buddy Ray Ortega over at the Podcasters Studio and also Podcasters Roundtable, which I'll be playing a clip from here earlier, he found this cool tool called Soundation that allows you to record a Google Hangout on air. Now, what if you're not familiar with that at all, Google Hangouts are a way to basically do like a video conferencing with your buddies. And then a Google Hangout on air allows you to do a connect with your buddies online and let all your friends watch, which is how we do the Podcasters Roundtable. And Ray has always thought, man, it'd be cool if we could get a really just pristine audio quality on that thing. Not that it's horrible, but if there was a way that we could record everybody's side of the episode. So to make a long story short, I was talking about this on, I now call them podcast think tanks. I used to call them Podcasters Roundtable, but Ray has taken that ball and run with it because I kind of quit doing them for a while. So I now call the things that's the monthly, you might call it a mastermind at the School of Podcasting. We all get together. So I now call them think tanks. And Terry Lee, is it Brighton or Britain? Brighton, I'm going to call it. And good guy was on the think tank, and he heard me talking about Soundation. And so he went over, watched Ray's video, and I'll have a link to this out in the show notes if you want to watch it. It's actually pretty cool. And that, again, of course, if you go out to schoolpodcasting.com/383, I'll have a link to Ray's video. You can watch it. And he heard about it, and he basically reached out to the Soundation people because it turned out we were all like, yay! We actually, every single podcaster went, yay! And then we found out that it can only record up to 10 minutes. And we went, oh! So, but here's the cool thing. Because we all kind of know each other, and we're all kind of connected, and we have our little podosphere, our little community here that's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. We basically went to this company and said, look, we need this to record about 3 hours. And so the Soundation people are seeing the number of people that are watching this video. They're seeing visual proof that we are a force to be reckoned with. Us, the podcaster crew, right? And they're thinking about it. They're looking into it. Let me share. He says, thank you for the feedback. This is from Soundation. We will consider all this and discuss it further here at Soundation. Extending the time limit would open up the studio more for users like you or anyone doing podcasts or similar. Originally, it was designed for musicians to collaborate online. And so we're going, hey, you know, we really love your stuff, but we would love it to do this. And so it's interesting that we've now got a company going, oh, you know what? Because we said, we'll pay for it. Hello, Microsoft. Remember when I said that a couple? We'll pay for an online system that is reliable, key point, and allows us to record, you know, a couple hours, maybe three. We probably won't need three, but it would be cool if we could get at least one. And Soundation is going, And here's the cool thing now. We are seeing as podcasting grows, and it's grown every single year since 2005, listenership is going up. I'm going to talk about that today because we're getting more negative feedback. And I'm like, geez, Louise, I'm tired. I am frustrated with uneducated people making comments on podcasting because they're, well, wrong. And so we've got this now system going in, and I interviewed Ben Kruger, right? He does Authority Engine. That's a service. If you want to spend $500 a month, they will edit your podcast. They will transcribe it. He's designed for businesses, right? And I just found about Podcast Fast Track, not Fast Pass. That was my old accounting or my old consulting arm. Podcast Fast Track. This is Kerry Green, a friend of mine. Now, another one that if you want somebody to edit your podcast, he will do it for you. My buddy John from Let's Reverse Obesity, he was on the line. He does audio editing. So there's going to be more and more people that are coming to the table. I do that for a number of people where they just want to record the podcast and then you pay somebody else to do it. So I do that as well, if you're looking for somebody to do that. And I basically have you drop it in a Dropbox, and I take it and make it sound wonderful and give it back to you. And in some cases, I will post it for you, all that other fun-filled stuff. So if you think about it, the baby boomers, right? My father's generation, everywhere they've gone, they've created an industry. Now, right now, here in Cleveland, Ohio, you can't walk 10 feet without tripping over a hospital. Why? Because the baby boomers are getting old. And so they're all starting to need care. And as podcasting grows, we're going to create services. Services are going to be needed. Libsyn was one of the first companies on board that saw the writing on the wall that said, hey, these guys are going to need reliable downloads. They're going to need statistics. And, you know, then Blueberry came on board. And other services that have come on board. PodTrack is a way to track your downloads. Blueberry has a way to track your downloads. More and more services. So as things are growing, more services are coming on board. And more importantly, in the same way that the baby boomers have influence, podcasting and podcasters, you and me are going to have influence to say, hey, and I'm hoping somebody somewhere has a way to make dynamic ad insertion. Now, the only company that does it right now is Libsyn Pro, and it's kind of pricey, not really designed for the end user podcaster. It's more designed for networks like CNN and Smodcast and things like that. Somebody's going to figure out how to do that and make it affordable for the average show person. So I could basically have an ad in my podcast if I wanted it, and then later swap out the ad and have it update that. There used to be a service called Gigavox, and they went the way of the dodo bird for whatever reason. I think it was a little too, it was before its time. This is back in 2006-ish. So eventually, I think somebody's going to figure out how to do that as well. I think there's more services coming. So that is my podcast success story, is the fact that we've basically been able to, number one, show visual proof of all the number of people that are commenting on this video that Ray did together with Nick Suberling of Hootay Weekly. And they show how easy it is. Now, for the record, here's the other thing that I should say about this. And we talked about this on Ask the Podcast Coach, myself and Jim Collison. This Soundation solution is far from easy, shall we say. A lot of steps involved. But here's the cool thing about that. Okay, so before we all go, yay, podcasting is, no, podcasting isn't easy just yet. But this is an interim step. I see where people are going. They're like, ooh, what if we could do some advanced editing, some advanced recording in the cloud? And I went, oh, now we're talking. And there's a lot of us that have been looking for that solution. So when you see services going in that direction, you know it's just a matter of time, right? If you think about the original car, right, it had a hand crank, right? I'm talking Model A, right? And then you know, over the years, the hand crank became a key, or no, I think it was originally a button, and then it was a key. And then, so as technology goes on, things become easier and better. And it's fun to sit here from my chair and see it coming its way. And now I'm like, oh, cool. I'm going to remember when people said Soundation. I'm like, yeah, I remember that. Remember that? You had to do so many steps. You had to export each track separately, and it could only do 10 minutes, and blah, and then we're going to laugh and go, man, we thought that was cool. Now I just push a button on my watch and the whole thing makes itself. And so one last thing I want to add about the community that, again, I believe helps lend credibility to the phrase podcaster is if you go over to Google Plus, so plus.google.com, look for the communities. There's one called Podcasters. And right now we have over 3,000 members in there. And we all share insights into tools and things. It's not about, hey, come listen to my podcast. No, no. Go in, contribute to the conversation. And if I see that you're providing good stuff, I'm going to go, who is this guy? And go listen to your podcast that way. So there's more proof of our community as we grow. It's exciting in that way to see the community come together and have influence. And that's what we're going to talk about today a little bit, is influence. What we're going to get into now, I always like to also, if I'm ever interviewed on a show, I always like to play a clip of that. And this is going to lead into we're going to talk about influence. We're going to talk about community today. All right. And I was on episode number 22 of the Podcasters Roundtable, which you can find over at podcastersroundtable.com. And it was an episode of what are podcasters thankful for? Being here in the States this week, it is Thanksgiving. And as you listen to this on whenever you're listening to it. And so this is a clip featuring Daniel J. Lewis. And I left a part of this clip in because at the beginning of this clip, we're laughing. And that's kind of part of what we're going to talk about today.
Daniel, why don't you kick us off with the beginning? I guess that we're going to start off with some thanks, and let's just find out what that's about.
Well, one of the things I'm really grateful for in podcasting is that we've gotten to know so many awesome people, and the personalities that I've run into, and the attitudes that people are bringing to podcasting. Like, look at the three of us here. Ray, Dave, and myself, we're technically competition, and yet we're collaborating together on something like this and working together and enjoy talking together, even though we're technically competition. I just love that. I'm so thankful for that, that we've reached that in this podcasting space.
There you go. So if you want to check that out, go over to podcastersroundtable.com. That is the one, the only, the award-winning Daniel J. Lewis. You can find him over at theaudacitytopodcast.com. You can find the Podcasters Roundtable at podcastersroundtable.com. And you can find Ray over at podcasterstudio.com as well. So we talked about what we're thankful for. And there is an example of the community that you should see that chat room line up where that thing takes off. And the thing that's, I think the reason why Daniel and myself and Ray Ortega and Mike Dell and Mike Phillips and Nick Suberling and Ryan Parker and Jim Cullison and, you know, everybody else that shows up on these phone calls is we all have something in common. We all have something to say. We all want to either help people, entertain people, educate people, make them laugh, make them cry, make them think, make them groan. Whatever, maybe you want to grow our business. We all have something in common, and that is we're all talking into a microphone. We're putting ourselves in front of cameras, and we're trying to change the world. We're trying to move people. And so we may have completely different ideas on family, on faith, on money, on all those things that your opinion, but we do share a lot in common. And that's really one of the cool things about starting a podcast is you can be the ringleader of your group. You can be the center point, for lack of a better phrase. I don't know if that's the right phrase, but you can be the anchor that all the information comes through. And so when we have things that happen in your community, it's cool. And I'm going to tell you about one this happened this week. I was helping someone who had an invalid RSS feed. Oh, there's the geeky talk. So think of it this way. If you're a radio station and your antenna went down, right? Your broadcast antenna, your transmitter went down. All of a sudden, you can't broadcast. So in this case, he was doing his RSS feed was invalid. So iTunes was basically, it couldn't listen to it because the transmitter was broken. And so I was troubleshooting. We just were like, wow, this one's way out of the normal. And there is a feature. I always talk about the PowerPress plugin, which is a piece of software that you can add to your website. It's the one I recommend, by the way, for adding podcasting functionality to your website if you're using WordPress. And there's a feature that iTunes added where you can put what order you want your podcast to be listed in iTunes. Wow, pretty cool. I've never used it, never had the need to use it, but hey, it was nice to know. And really, the PowerPress plugin, as far as I know, is the only feed that you're the only system that allows you to say, I want this podcast to be first, I want this one to be third, I want this one to be fifth, whatever. So when people show up in iTunes, here's the order I want them to see my podcast. There are pros and cons to that. And I discovered one of the cons. Now, I always tell people that before you submit your podcast to iTunes, so in other words, before you tell iTunes to tune into your radio station, say, hey, radio station or iTunes, I'm at 100.7. Tune your radio to that, right? If we were going to use the radio analogy, except with iTunes, you have to copy a link to your website and say, look, watch this link. Well, if you use that feature, your transmitter, your RSS feed will never validate because the website that we use, feedvalidator.org, has no idea what those iTunes things are. In that instance, there are other iTunes tags that, okay, but this iTunes order has no clue. And so we sat there and tried to get a podcast feed to validate that had things in it that would never validate. And we finally went in and I said, oh, wait, that's that new feature. Turn that off. And we did. And it was like, presto. And so I went over to the people at PowerPress and said, hey, what the heck? And they said, yeah, it's not us. It's the system that validates your feed doesn't understand that that isn't a legitimate thing you can put in your RSS feed. And I'm like, well, then how do you know if it's valid or not? And they said you would put it into iTunes. Like you just manually, you can go into iTunes and say, even though this podcast is not listed in your directory, I want to listen to it. And you can manually, it's kind of a manual override. And so that's there. But when I found that out, after spending literally about an hour and a half troubleshooting that, the first thing I did was I sent an email to Daniel, to Ray, and to Cliff Ravenscraft and said, hey, guys, if you guys run across this, don't pull out your hair because I just pulled out all mine. And, you know, please know, here's the deal with this. And now, again, I'm helping out. Again, for if you could put up little air quotes for me, my competition, I'm giving them insights that maybe they may not have. Well, they would have figured it out. They're smart cookies, but I'm saving them the time because it was something that it was. I loved it because it was a challenge, but I also was like, you know, I wouldn't want to have to go through that again. And if I can help my friends, even though they are my competition, avoid that, I can. So I reached out as a friend, not as a fellow podcast consultant. And that is, again, the power of this podcasting community is we all are helping each other. And we all share insights about things like services like Soundation and gear. And speaking of gear, we have one of the best voices in podcasting that's going to check this out. There's this cool lavalier microphone. If you want to podcast with your phone or even a portable recorder, if you're looking for a lavalier mic, now I've always used the ones from Giant Squid Audio, which gives you two microphones. You can clip one on one person and one on the other. And it's like, well, this one is just a single one. So if you're just recording yourself, and it's from a company based out of Australia called Rode. And here is Elsie from Libsyn. She does the official podcast for Libsyn called The Feed. And she also does Elsie's Yoga Kula, which sounds like, hey, you know, Elsie's got a podcast. You know, you got a yoga podcast. Elsie's got one that's Kula. Maybe, maybe not. It is Elsie. That is E-L-S-I-E-S. Yoga, as in Y-O-G-A, Kula, K-U-L-A.com. And of course, you can find her at The Feed. If you just go to blog.libsyn.com, and Libsyn is L-I-B-S-Y-N.com. And since I said the word Libsyn, I should probably say that you can get a free month at Libsyn by using the coupon code SOPFREE. So she's going to tell us about this cool microphone. And last week, we had a lot of people chime in on the whole average podcaster is getting around 141 downloads per episode. And I explained my thoughts on that. You can listen to that again. Go to schoolofpodcasting.com/382. But here is Elsie, and she's going to, you get to hear this cool microphone, and you also get her take on that. So here she comes.
Hello, Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting. This is Elsie Escobar calling you from The Feed, the official Libsyn podcast, and Elsie's yoga class. And I kind of wanted to touch base with you because I've been listening to your show. It's kind of my little Saturday routine. So I listen to the School of Podcasting on Saturdays before and after I teach a yoga class in between. So just wanted to let you know. And I've been wanting to leave you feedback for so long, and I just haven't been able to. So here I am.
Cool.
I want to tell you two little things in terms of being a geeky about this podcasting thing. I am recording this little piece of feedback on the Boss Jock app for the iPhone. And I am also recording this on this really neat little lavalier mic that I just got from Rode podcasters, Rode microphones, and it is specifically for iPhones. It's about $60. It's called the Smart Lav, and I am currently seated outside of a coffee shop. It's probably in the 40s right now, slightly windy, not too much traffic, but and I'm just testing it out. I got it simply because I saw a video on it, and I thought, you know, that would be a really great little piece of hardware to have in my arsenal, and I'm sure that it will come in handy at some point, although I have not used it as of yet for anything but this, so I just thought I'd let you know. It's really, really awesome. And I also wanted to thank you for talking about me and for you know, voting for me in the podcast awards. I voted for you.
Thank you.
It's nice to... for us to be nominated and all that. That was like the first time I've been nominated since, you know, I started, but it was really an active choice on my part. I would love to kind of talk with you about my experience with being nominated, because it was super interesting that I did it as a study.
And I definitely want to make that happen. I would love to hear your side.
And it included not podcasting about it, and not sending an email newsletter about it, and not including my podcast audience in the nomination. So I kind of did it simply by asking people to go vote for me, even though half of them, I can guarantee you, didn't even know I had a podcast. Isn't that interesting? Anyway, so thank you. And I've just listened to your last episode, the one that you were talking about podcasters getting the TV shows and all that stuff, and how there's a possibility for people to kind of leapfrog from the sort of secondary, in quotes, as you mentioned, second class, if you will, media to the mainstream media. And
Or lamestream, the more I watch TV these days.
I do see that. Although, this is my take on it. It is the personality behind the production. So if you notice, the majority of the people that have transitioned, it's not necessarily, it doesn't even have to be that they've been doing this for a long time. It's the fact that they are at this moment entertainers and have been in the business of entertaining in some way, shape, or form, possibly acting, comedy, those kinds of things, plus have been involved in some way, in media as a whole. So they kind of know the workings of media as business. That doesn't mean that they're business people. It just means that they know how it works. And so they can start to step into the place of negotiating deals and taking it to the next level. So I've been on that aspect of things as well, because I did some acting back in the day. And I was on the other aspect of the equation. And What's a challenge with this transition is that we have the podcasters that are seeing getting or a TV stint or a pilot or something a little bit more, in quotes, mainstream, even if it's something like an MTV show, as sort of like something to strive for. While I had been I was already on that side. And one of the reasons that I never really fully 100% pursued me wanting to stay in that place, even though I was sort of set up to succeed by my representation at the time, is that the lack of creativity, the lack of freedom is such that it is super, super hindering. And you have to make so many decisions then that are based upon the bottom line, you know, making money. And, you know, but views, basically stats, far above and beyond what we as podcasters can now say, because you know that even if you have only 100 listeners, only, I say only in quotes, of 100 listeners for a very niche podcast, you could have a huge influence on those 100 listeners. But it doesn't matter, even if you have ways to categorize that or to have the numbers to see percentages of how you influence your market, a larger entity such as the entertainment industry as a whole is not going to value that. It's really, really challenging. I mean, that's a whole conversation on its own. So Yeah. So my take on this whole matter is to really use as much as you can and learn from the mainstream media. And if you, as a, you know, independent producer, really want to get yourself out there, then it's your responsibility to start to educate yourself about the workings of an entertainment media based you know, negotiations, the way that you get sponsors, what the going rate is for that stuff, getting a media kit together, getting sponsorship deals. You have to hustle your behind to make this happen for yourself and establish the kind of media entity, media company, media footprint that you want to take to, you know, to up level what's existing out there. So I'm not of the ilk that I want to have the existing media recognize podcasting as something to be reckoned with, but I kind of want to just step podcasting up to the next level, or even whatever you want to call it. You know, I'm thinking of creating something, but it doesn't necessarily have to be just a podcast. I see it as a whole integral, holistic engagement of what is possible with media right now, which means audio, video, images, sound, you know, websites, connections, even establishing a market where I support people who are doing great work. I mean, it has to have that connection, and that's where I think we have the power and we can call the shots. My body shakes when I hear of those things. So anyway, I just thought I'd send that a little piece of feedback. Holy cow, it's like 7:45. Okay, it's time for me to stop. So thank you for your work.
Thank you. You're welcome.
I love what you do. And yeah, see ya. Bye-bye.
And of course, what she did then, using Boss Jock, first of all, Elsie, thank you very much. How cool is that? The cars are driving by. Sounded great. And she said in her email, she was, instead of having it like clipped to her shirt, she was basically holding it by her mouth, so it probably sounds maybe a little more background noise with that, but if I was doing portable podcasting, that might be something you want to look into. It couple things though, I when I was listening to that, she mentioned about how having influence over 100, let's say, just, and again, can we air quote, only 100? If that was the little church I attended, people would be standing in the parking lot. Right. If that was a classroom that I was teaching in front of, that would be, you know, 3.5. And let me tell you, when you're in front of 30 people, that's a lot of people to hold their attention. So, yeah, to have influence over 100 people and talk to anyone who has done, quote, official radio. You walk in, they're like, OK, here you go. Here's your playlist. Enjoy playing Two Tickets to Paradise and You Shook Me All Night Long, and pick any of these three Zeppelin songs that we've played to death and nobody ever wants to hear again, followed by 17 commercials, and then we're going to come back and you're going to play whatever. There's not a lot of creativity there. You're doing your job. And on one hand, it's cool, it's the radio, and you're talking to people, but the great thing about podcasting is you can completely control every single aspect of your podcast. You want to change your logo? Done. You want to change your format? Done. Want to change your length? Done. And it's that influence. Now, the other thing she mentioned here that I want to hit on is she mentioned the word hustle. Now, hustle here does not mean scam. Some of you are like, oh, they hustled me. No, hustle here means Pete Rose. Well, Pete Rose, maybe not the best example, but busting your butt. Meaning, for me, I call it relentless, right? Whatever you're doing, if you're promoting your podcast, it's relentless marketing. It's relentless pursuit of the best content. It is relentless pursuit of the best quality for the smallest amount of money, right? So we're talking hustle. And that is something that people don't realize. if you're going to grow your audience, you have to relentlessly figure out who is listening, figure out where they are, go there, make friends with them, and say, by the way, I actually talked about this on my podcast. People want to skip to step four. Let me tell you about my podcast. You got to figure out who's listening. You got to figure out where they are, and you got to make friends with them. I would love to be able to skip to step four. You can. You can just tell anybody you meet about your podcast, but 8 out of 10 are going to go, what's a podcast? Or B, I don't care about that topic. That's why you got to find who's listening, find out where their friends are, and get them to go. So yeah, you can have influence, and you can have, you got to have hustle though. And there is that thing we all, I know as a musician, right? There are a lot of people that want to be Lady Gaga. They want to be Miley Cyrus or Britney Spears or Justin Bieber or One Direction or whoever. Some well-known name, the Rolling Stones, Roy, Mick and Keith. But you got to realize that those things are all about numbers. And the minute you don't hit your numbers, you're gone. Right? So the big dream, and that's where sometimes I think we're more interested in fame than even fortune. We just want to be a name. And I get that. I totally get that. But realize that the bigger you get, the different aspects of, quote, the business are going to come into play. Because now if you're, we're going to talk about John Lee Dumas here in a minute, but when you're using your podcast as a business, now you do have to think about the content. Now you do have to think about the downloads and things like that. And that can be bring in a whole new set of pressures, I guess you could say, on your content. So, Elsie, thank you so much for sharing that. Thank you for, I'll have links out to that microphone if you want to check it out. And everybody, again, I'll put links out to her website. Again, Elsie's yoga class. I'm assuming that's what Kula means. She's got actually a video there where she's standing out in the woods and she explains what her podcast is all about. That's a really cool idea. And of course, you can always find everything about Libsyn and the feed by going to blog.libsyn.com.
And now it's time for a last 5 in 5. What were the last 5 podcasts you listened to?
Hey, Dave, it's Ryan Parker, and I wanted to give you my last 5 in 5. Again, these aren't my favorite podcasts, just the last 5 in my playlist. Number 1, Social Media Examiner with Michael Stelzner. I really enjoy just, you know, tweaking out what I'm doing on social media, and the Social Media Examiner gives you up-to-date information each week on how you can work best in the social media world with tools and tips and tricks and all that fun stuff. And he's got some pretty good interviews as well. Number 2 is School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson. I'm not saying this just to suck up, Dave. I do listen to your show every week. And when it comes out, the first podcast I listen to is that one.
Dude, that makes me all warm and fuzzy. Thank you so much for that. I deeply appreciate that.
You're fun, you're funny, you're informative, and I enjoy it. Number 3 is Smart Passive Income with Pat Flynn. I don't have any passive income at the moment. I'm working on it, so I'm trying to implement some of the strategies that you can find from Smart Passive Income. Number 4 is Beyond the To-Do List with Eric J. Fisher. One of my favorite podcasts. He's really taken that thing to a whole new level. His interviews are great. And it's not about just about productivity tools. It's about the lifestyle, the mindset of being efficient and moving forward and getting things done, which I really enjoy. The last one on my list that I listened to this week is This Is Your Life with Michael Hyatt. I know Michael focuses on intentional leadership, but I actually enjoy the expansive world that he's gotten into on building platforms, computer tips. Even his last series with his wife that he did was super fun to listen to and really, really informative. And it helped me out in some, you know, personal thoughts I was having on becoming an entrepreneur. Right now, I'm a wantrepreneur. Anyway, this is Ryan Parker, and you can find my podcast, The Food Craftsman, in iTunes or at foodcraftsman.com. Remember, everybody, food is life and life is great. Take care, everybody.
Thank you very much, Ryan. Foodcraftsman.com. What a cool name. I like that. That's a very creative thing. I know it's about food craftsmen, though. Very, very cool. Like that. Really good guy, too. He's always in the chat room and just generally an overall nice guy. And thank you so much for that. Now, if you have a last 5 and 5, again, go out to you can go out to schoolpodcasting.com/contact. There's a button you can click right there. And if you got a microphone plugged in, you can record it. If you are already a recording podcaster, by all means, you can send me an MP3. All right, I'm going to do something that's a little different. Now, the next episode of the Podcasters Roundtable, we're going to be talking about an article by Steve Stewart. Now, if you're not familiar with his blog, you can check him out at yesyoucanpodcast2.com. And I originally was going to have Steve on my show to talk about it. And now we're going to do a Podcasters Roundtable with Steve. And Steve actually would be here right now. He actually just had mouth surgery and talking is not his strong suit right now. So I'm kind of doing a prequel, I guess, of the Podcasters Roundtable. And I want to do an update. Now, I had John Lee Dumas on this podcast. Now, if you're not familiar with John Lee Dumas, he is a guy that did, he still does, Entrepreneur on Fire. And he's had tremendous success. And when he was on my show, he was making anywhere from $18 to $25 per 1,000 downloads. And we kind of did the math and forgot how he was making basically really, really nice money, like $18,000 a month or something like that. It was ridiculous. A lot of money. And I have since learned, if you go to, again, yesyoucanpodcast2, as in TOO.com, John actually chimed in and said, right now, the industry standard per 1,000 downloads is $43. So if you had a podcast that got 1,000 downloads, you would get $43. Now, from what I understand, a lot of podcast advertising, they want you to get 5,000 downloads per episode to really get their attention, which would be cool, because if the industry standard, of course, is $43 and you put out an episode and it gets 5, that means you make $215 per episode, or, of course, that would be $860 a month. Not too shabby. Now, you're not going to retire on that, but you could definitely put some gas in your tank. And what Steve is pointing out here is something I'm seeing, and that is, and I know a few people at the School of Podcasting have said, I want to be more or less John Lee Dumas. And I get that. And who doesn't want to be successful? But what Steve is pointing out is about the John Lee Dumas effect. And this is something that we're going to talk about on the next Podcasters Roundtable. But I want to point out something, just my brief little kind of 60-second rant on this, okay? Now, being a musician, and I think I can legally do this because I'm using music and I'm commenting on the music, so I believe I can do fair use with this. But back in the 80s, right, when I was really into being a guitar player, there were a bunch of bands that came out of Hollywood. One was Motley Crue, and it was a band that was louder, and they wore makeup, they wore big, big hair, and they looked like chicks. And that bred a band called Poison, which then bred a band called Cinderella. I'm not sure which one came first or ever, but here's a quick launch of Cinderella here. Right? So everybody's like, hey, wow, Cinderella's really good. They're getting popular. They're touring with Bon Jovi, right? And that led to things like Britney Fox, which had an album called Girl School. And in the end, they all looked the same. They all sounded the same. Here is Britney Fox. All right, so Cinderella, Britney Fox, right? And they all tried to follow a formula. Do you guys remember the power ballad? There was a band called Extreme who actually was really a decent hard rock band, and they put out a song called More Than Words, right? This really sappy kind of Beatles harmony thing. And then I don't know if it was them or the band Warrant who had the, well, they had about 50 power ballads, but whatever, whoever hit first, every hard rock band then had to have a power ballad that we would bust out our lighters and wave in the air when it happened. And most of those power ballads were awful. They were trying to follow a formula. They were trying to follow a formula without the, and this is goes back to Elsie's topic. She talked about the personality. It's the personality that in some cases draws people in. When I listen to John say, hey, thank you so much. And, you know, tell us a little bit about yourself. We want to get to know you. Now, I know John has said that about, I don't know, 600 times at this point. But every time he says, we want to get to know you, I think, you know what? I think he really wants to get to know him. Even though he's, I know he's reading that from a script, but it's his personality. So it's not going to be enough to do just what John does. You've got to bring your personality to the table. If we take Nick Suberling, for example, he does the show Start Talking and Recording Today. It's a podcast about podcasting, kind of a podcast. It somewhat goes on hiatus during football season because Nick is also the guy behind Who Day Weekly, which is a podcast about the Cincinnati Bengals. But Nick brought the lightning round to his podcast. I was like, oh, that's really cool. It's something I hadn't thought of doing. It was very, very cool. So here, Nick's personality came on board. He didn't just do a podcast like every other podcast. He brought his take to it. So I'm going to shut up because I don't want to give away everything of the episode, but that is something we're going to be talking about. And the thing I think we can learn from John Lee Dumas is, and this is what a lot of people don't realize, the hustle, the hard work that guy does. It's not enough to just podcast every day. It's not enough to just interview people. It's not enough. You're going to be Britney Fox. You're going to be a cheap ripoff. Think about what you bring. What is your unique advantage over people that are doing podcasts like yours? One of the members of my Start Podcasting in 6 Weeks class, there's a lot of podcasts about kind of how to run your home finances, but and it talks about working with financial advisors. His podcast is for financial advisors. He's going from the end user to the people that are actually advising the end user. And there aren't that many of those out there. And those that are there are somewhat gone. They're old. So you need to bring your personality. You need to bring your slant. And you need to figure out what makes you different and then accent that. So I don't want to say anymore because I've got more to say. I told Ray, I go, man, I got a lot to say on this subject. So I'm going to save it for the Podcasters Roundtable. This is going to be episode, I believe, 23. You can follow me, Learn to Podcast, on Twitter. So just at Learn to Podcast. And I will definitely be announcing that as well. And of course, you can go over to Podcasters Roundtable and you can see that as well. All right. I got to give you a little behind the scenes here. I actually just typed up some notes. This is the fourth time I've recorded this segment because of where I'm at mentally. I can't focus on this, but I'm trying to explain something to you and maybe why you would want to start a podcast. If you're looking for meaning in your life, and that sounds weird, but if you're looking for meaning in your life, you can get some meaning in your life from your podcast. So I'm going to call this segment Why I Love Podcasting, Why I Love the School of Podcasting. And it came about from last night. I went and saw the movie The Delivery Guy with Vince Vaughn. Story is he donated over 600 times to a sperm bank 533 times those donations were turned into children, and the hijinks begins. And there was a scene in the movie where he slowly starts to interact and look up his children without them knowing he's their father. And one of them is a professional NBA player. And this guy's just doing great. And he points at the floor where his kid is. And he goes, "That's my DNA. That's my DNA." Now, he's not taking credit for that kid's talent. He's not. He realizes, "I've had nothing to do with that. But that is my DNA. That wouldn't have happened, you know, had I not done this." So with this, as I get into this, the reason this segment is hard to say is I'm not taking credit, because it's your talent, it's your passion, it's your personality. We talked about that today with Elsie, right? Your hustle, it's your personality, and it is your talent. But when I go over to A1Blues.com, and I can see that Mark Wade, who was one of the probably first 10 people to sign up at the School of Podcasting, is still podcasting, and Mark loves the blues, and he's interviewing top people, Anna Popovich and Tommy Castro and all these people. If you're into blues, check him out, a1blues.com. And he interviewed a guy from Alligator Records. That's like the blues record label. And I know that Mark is just going, I'm getting to talk to everybody I ever wanted to talk about. And I would like to think his life has been enhanced by starting a podcast. And Mark is now helping people discover great blues talent. I'm not taking credit for that, but I am saying my DNA is in there somewhere, right? Somewhere, I think I can say I had, if you could put your fingers out, like you're making like a little symbol, almost like a C. And if you could just squeeze them a little further closer, because not that much. No. A little further, almost together, that much. I think I can take that much of and say that's how much I'm involved in that podcast. But it's something that I am never going to have children. That boat sailed me many moons ago. I had wife number one, unfortunately. It's never fun to say wife number one. Not because she's a bad person, but that just means that one didn't work. And one of the things that really put a damper on our marriage and really was the iceberg that sunk the ship was we spent ourselves into bankruptcy trying to have a kid. I do not recommend putting fertility treatments on a credit card or two or three. And when we finally had a doctor say, "You're not going to have any kids," that was pretty much the beginning of the end of the marriage. And it just went downhill from there. It's hard to believe, but in the end, that's what it was. So I'm never going to have that connection that people have with their kids. And I hear that. It was in that movie. They talked about how, you know, there's nothing like that connection you'll have with children. Now, I say that not to make a pity party for myself. The closest thing I might have is with my stepchildren, or when I hear somebody, you know, when Ray Gooch says, "I'm almost ready to launch," right? He was in my start podcasting in 6 weeks class. I'm like, I feel like I'm driving Ray to the delivery room and we're going to have a kid, and I can't wait to see it, and I can't wait to meet it, just so I can kind of say, in a certain extent, that's my DNA. And Ray's going to take it and put his slant on it and his personality and his hustle and all the talent he has. But again, if you could put up just a little bit of that, I think has something to do with me. And that's the cool part. That's that influence. Now, the cool thing is, let me give an example of how it comes back to you. Ray Ortega, seriously, one of the nicest dudes on the planet. One of the most helpful guys. He's at Podcast Helper on Twitter. You can find him at Podcaster Studio. He's the guy behind the Podcasters Roundtable. And Ray will tell you that he got into podcasting because he was listening to the School of Podcasting back in the day of 2005. He was, you know, working at a grocery store, had one earbud in. You know, fast forward a couple of years, he's doing the Podcaster Studio. And now he does Podcasters Roundtable. Now, here's the fun part. Podcasters Roundtable, Ray has had me on as kind of a co-host on a fairly regular basis, which I'm deeply grateful for. But I'm meeting these other people who I'm now bringing on my show. So I started a podcast that inspired Ray to start a podcast about podcasting that I'm now on his show finding more content that I bring back for us. You give and it comes back. You give and you give and it influences, and it influences others. So my point is, if I can get to this again, I say podcasting is going to change the world one download at a time, and that's why. And in the same way that you really can't explain to somebody who doesn't have kids that connection, right now I'm having a really hard time explaining to you the connection that you can have with your audience and the joy that comes into your life when you have all these people just like you. I spent 2 hours on Saturday just talking podcasting with 18 people. And we're all like, oh, did you know that? Oh, I didn't know that. And we talked about that at the beginning about Soundation. That was really cool. So that's why I love podcasting, because I get to sit in my chair. I get to talk to you. And I also get to talk to people, and just like a kid, right? You have your child come up to you and say, or you see your child start walking towards the stove and their hands are out and you're like, oh, that's going to end badly. And you say, no, that's hot. Don't touch. I get to sit back in my chair and say, no, that's a bad hosting company. Amazon S3 is a bad idea. Don't do that. It's going to be expensive. No. Blog Talk Radio, that's bad. No. Don't touch that. Blog Talk, no. Get away. And again, before I come across as the father of podcasting, it's not what I'm saying. That guy is Adam Curry. But that's why I love podcasting, is I get to influence people in a positive direction. And I say this because the other thing that's been coming out, and I might talk about this next week, there's a lot of podcast, a lot of blogs coming out about how there's no money in podcasting. And I read the one on NPR, they're like, how to make your podcast sound like NPR. And they're recommending people spend literally like $400 on software and microphones that you won't find in radio stations. Well, I'm pretty sure if you spend $3,000 on equipment, it's going to be a hard time to turn a profit. Don't listen to those people. You can do a podcast with a $35 microphone, a $20 web host, a media host like Libsyn or Blueberry. You can get a free month at Libsyn, LIBSYN.com, using the coupon code SOPFREE. You can spend $8 on a website host and you're good. You don't have to spend $2,000. So be very careful, because the bad news is, we talked about how podcast is growing. There's a lot of misinformation that people are trying to take your money and steer you into the stove. So if you have any questions, you know, sign up for the School of Podcasting. And for the record, when you hear this right now, I can't wait till Black Friday. But I do have to do a weird marketing thing. So go out and click on the Join Now button in the upper right-hand corner. And you're going to see that you're getting a deal on the School of Podcasting. And once you sign up, every month after that is $5. And you get to join in on the great conversations we had today. We had this live phone call. So trust me. And start influencing people. Start, this sounds weird, start spreading your DNA. Maybe not the right phrase to say. But you can influence people. You can connect with people. And like I said, in the same way that you can't explain the connection you have to your child, to somebody who doesn't have one, I'm just telling you, it's cool to sit back and just try to entertain people, try to make people laugh, try to make them cry, try to make them groan. And I'm going to leave with my last little comment. I talked about Betty Scott. And Betty Scott was, I don't know how old, 90 something. And Betty Scott was this lady in my church. And I was very different. I was a pastor in training. And I was very different from the guy that I was going to be replacing, who pretty much stood there and preached. Now, for the record, great sermons, not the most animated person I've ever run into. At times very animated, but for the record, I was still very different. I, you know, would bust into an English accent in the middle of my sermon. I would imitate Sylvester Stallone in the middle of my sermon. I would, I did a sermon on how you can't be afraid to look stupid. You have to step outside of your comfort zone to grow. And every time I got done with a page of notes, I wadded it up and threw it at my audience in a church. This was unheard of. And it didn't go over always well. But Betty Scott came to me and said, "You keep doing what you're doing because I get it. I see it. I understand it. This is taking a story that's been told for thousands of years and you're putting your stamp on it. You're putting your spin on it. And it's entertaining, it's educational, and it's inspiring." And she said, "Please don't stop." And so in the end, that little audience didn't get it. And I did. I was like, this is going to end badly. And I love those people. And I'm going to see them in just a few hours. And I'm looking forward to that little family reunion in a way. But I went to the internet. And I now have a larger audience on the internet where I'm hopefully influencing people in a positive way. That I never would have had a chance if I'd stayed there. So the internet is a huge thing and it's a lot of opportunities. So I would love to help you. I would love to be your Grandma Betty. coach you along the way. I start off every podcast with a personal podcast coach. I take every single one of those words seriously. Personal, meaning me and you. Podcast, because that's what I know. That's what I love. That's what I breathe. I'm up on all the technology. And coach. And people don't always listen to the coach, but that's okay. And with that, I'm rambling again. So thank you so much for tuning in. This has probably been a little longer episode than usual. And we're running long because it's Thanksgiving here in America. And I am feeling thankful. And I am feeling melancholy. And I am feeling a bit more cerebral than I usually do. And hopefully that made sense. And I hope whatever you're doing, if you don't start a podcast, go connect with someone physically. You know, go hug your kids, go hug your wife, and realize that they're not always going to be here forever. And I say it almost every week, go live a life that's worth podcasting about. And then come back and tell your story. So that's going to do it. Thank you so much for tuning in. Our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. You can contact me, schoolofpodcasting.com/contact. And use the coupon code LISTENER, LISTENER. And you'll see. You'll be glad you did. Take care. God bless. We're going to get to check out a new cool piece of gear as Elski. Seriously, Elski? What's an Elski? Man, my mouth is just... Elsie Escobar. Today on episode number 383 of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements, we've got a last 5 and 5. We're going to get to check out a cool lavalier microphone. Oh, seriously. Today on episode number 383 of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements, which you can find over at schoolofpodcasting.com/383, we've got a last 5 and 5. We're going to get to check out a new cool lavalier microphone, courtesy of Elski. Elsie Escobar. See, I can say it. You'll never understand a connection like you have with your children. Okay, I'm never I am never going to be able to understand that. And now it sounds like a pity party. I didn't want that either. But this is what I get for going without notes on this one. And lastly, at the end, I'm going to talk...